I'm Katie Gilkey with the Farm and Ranch Report. Working capital is always king. And while commodity prices remain in a slump, Clifton Larson Allen Principal and Farm CPA Today blogger Paul Niefer shares some trends he's seen in farmers' working capital.
The trends in working capital, as I think everybody would expect, have been negative. You know, I've done several analyses with farmers over the last few months, and we've seen working capital go from, let's say for a typical farmer in some operations, maybe it's gone from $750,000 down to $250,000. But I also see farmers correcting that by going out and refinancing their equipment, because a lot of farmers bought equipment for cash when times were good, and that really sucked working capital into that equipment. Now they're refinancing that, bringing that cash back into working capital. So we're seeing a positive trend there. Another thing that I'm seeing with several of our farmers, since they're having net operating losses this year from farming, we're actually carrying those back 5 years or 4 years, because farm net operating losses can be carried back 5 years. So we're going back 5 years or 4 years and picking up taxes that were paid then. We get that income tax refund. That goes back into the farm operation as additional working capital. So that's some of the trends that we're seeing in that arena.
Farm CPA Today is one of my favorite informative blogs. If you haven't yet visited it, go to farmcpatoday.com. That's today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Katie Gilkey with Ag Information Network of the West.